In our first reading for the Holy Mass today, St. Paul speaks of us being as one body in Christ, that we are many in our one body also in Christ, with all different gifts. Now the body is not a single part, but many. And, you know, as Catholics, as Christians, thinking in terms of the family, of a body of members, that we're all members of the one body is so important. If we think of ourselves as members of this body that functions with each of the members, that we all have a part to play, and that we all depend on each other, that we all work together to a common end for the salvation of all of us, of the good of the whole body. We see our part that we have to play and how we are important and how we have to play our part. We have to do our duty. We have to perform our function, and that we are united, that we are united as Catholics and as Christians, as baptized Christians. We are together, working together, as opposed to being separate, as opposed to being individual on my own, as opposed to living my own life and hiding, staying safe by myself. No, we're to support each other, to pray for each other, and to stay united. To stay united means to be, starts with faith in God, that we're all under God and we believe in Him. We believe in His teachings, in the Gospel, and all the teachings of Jesus. We're united first in faith, but that's not enough. We have to be united also in love and in prayer. The love, prayer, and faith is the glue that unites us. Otherwise, we are separate. We're on our own. And we live an individual life and become selfish, and we separate, and we divide, and we destroy, and we wreck the work of God. And so even as us Christians, we can sort of gradually separate ourselves by weakening stop praying for each other, stop thinking about each other, stop caring about each other, stop caring about the needs of the church and those who suffer, stop having compassion for our neighbor, and so we don't pray. And we don't help each other through prayer. We're part of a communion of saints where we help each other through prayer and sacrifice. And this is powerful, powerful to pray for each other. It draws us together, but it helps our neighbor. It helps them in so many powerful ways, which we don't even know. And love is a powerful binding force, love which is shown in helping and charitable deeds and works and prayer too, of course, and that faith which is the first thing. Without faith, we'll never practice charity. We'll never pray without faith. So faith has to be that thing, the first thing. And this is how we are. We are Christians and Catholics, and not just concerned about our brothers and sisters Catholics, but concerned about everyone in the world, concerned about everyone, striving to unite everyone under Christ, under Jesus, under the Church, under God, striving to realize this one body in Christ, and to see that we all have a different role to play. And we're not all the same, we're not all to do the same things, and that we need to support each other in our different roles, whether they're visible or less visible. We all play our part, whether it be big or small, and we all have that important role to play, an important function. And so let us see what it is and do it out of love for God. And out of duty and obedience to God's will for each of us individually.
and Christ who is.